male sniffers. Yeah, I'm in the back of the hard hat members. Yeah, I'm in the back of the Maybach whippers. Yeah, I'm getting top in the bathroom from the same bitch that she don't like. Go. Point is on. Yeah. Point me to the back. 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 Pussy. I'm at the same game. Yes. Geeking on propane. You already know the name, okay?
The Creed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
Young and sweet, only 17.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick and you just heard Dancing Queen by ABBA kicking off this very special show, which is all themed around ABBA. This show specifically was requested by my grandmother who recently, I don't know, learned more about ABBA as a group and became fascinated with them. And one request as part of the show is to say some fun facts. So here are some fun facts about ABBA before we go into playing ABBA. So, in case you didn't know, the group ABBA began in Sweden, and it was two guys and two girls, and they met each other and got married. They were their fiancés, and they competed in Eurovision, which is the European singing competition, and they didn't win, but it gave them a lot of big exposure, and then they started releasing music. That's the expedited version of the story. But their music is great. It's really fun. Their hits have spawned the very well-known musical Mamma Mia. The movie starred Meryl Streep and Amanda Seyfried, and it was a jukebox musical of their greatest hits. And then they made a sequel. Excuse me. I don't know. It was a few years ago. Jeez, I don't know time anymore, so I don't know how long ago it was. But yeah, that's fun and fun about ABBA. So I guess the rest of the show, I'll just be playing some great ABBA hits. I'm sure most people know most, if not all of these. But they're great songs and they're fun and it's a very unique sound. So here is the next song I got for you. Take a Chance on Me.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
We can go dancing, we can go
That, of course, was the song Mamma Mia, which is probably one of their tops, most well-known songs. And I would say that song is one of the most well-known because of the movie. Because I feel like Dancing Queen, Waterloo, those songs were very big, very big. But then I don't know. Because also I'm not coming from a land, an existence before Mamma Mia, so I don't know. It could have been one of their. They were all hits, but Mamma Mia was special because that's what sparked the musical. Also, I never understand how they got to the plot of the musical from ABBA music, because in case you don't know, the Mamma Mia musical is essentially about this girl who's about to get married. Young woman, excuse me. She's about to get married. And she has a single mom. And she really, really wants her biological father to walk her down the aisle at her wedding. And so she finds her mom's diary from when she was younger and finds out that essentially the summer of conception, her mother had gotten promiscuous with these three different men. She had hung out with them, you know, they had hung out, you know, summer fling with three different men. And so rather than investigate further, she invites all of them to the wedding and chaos ensues. Not really. It's just more like fun. Learning about your family from an outward perspective, growing up, coming into your own, and that kind of stuff. And then the sequel goes back to like when Donna, who's Meryl Streep's character, who's the mother, is younger and like about the summer that she met all of them. It's very strange, but it uses additional ABBA music. It follows the formula. But yeah, I don't know how they got that from ABBA music, but all of it fits. All of the music fits with the story, and it's not directly like, oh my gosh, there's plot ties to the music. It's more like, it just, the vibe, maybe because it's on, I think it's in Greece. But I feel like it all the vibes fit. But one of my favorite scenes in the musical is when the fiance Sky, which is the main character's her fiance, him and all of his groomsmen sing ABBA's hit "Lay All Your Love on Me" while dancing in flippers, and it's really funny. So here, I want you to visualize that while I play for you, "Lay All Your Love on Me."
wanna talk about things we've gone through. Though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, it feels the same when she calls your name. Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. It makes you feel sad, and I understand. You've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
That, of course, was The Winner Takes It All, again, by ABBA. That's also a great song. They're all great songs. But I feel like the gravitas and power of the vocals on that song are particularly enjoyable. And it's a good power song. It's like We Are the Champions by Queen. It's like one of those classic fight songs before a fight song. You know, and, who sings fight song? Is that Sarah Bareilles? Am I right on that? I'm going to go with Sarah Bareilles. But yeah, these are like the classic fight song. The winner takes it all. Oh, you know? Maybe you don't know. I don't know. But we're halfway done with the show, and you know what that means. It's PSA time. Here's a little PSA about diabetes. 1 in 3 adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Educational Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Yeah, if you think you might have diabetes, check it out. That's always a good thing to check. But we still got a bunch of fun ABBA music to go through. And this next one that I got for you guys is my personal favorite ABBA song. I love it so much. And I remember in high school, I don't remember what we were talking about. I think it was in U.S. history, and we were talking about something. I think we were talking about King Louis the 15th. Oh, history. Nice. And we were talking about wealth. Why did I say it like that? Wealth. We were talking about wealth. We're talking about money, money, money. And funnily enough, this song came up. And if you've guessed it, it's money, money, money. And I think it's just a fun song because of the beat. I'm about to take you on a little internal tangent into my mind before I play this song. But this song, in my brain, is on par, not artistically, but like on par in terms of the sound to Hey Little 12 Toes from Schoolhouse Rock, which is the 12 times multiplication song about an alien with 6 digits on each limb. And it's the bass line. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It might not even be true, but in my brain, Money, Money, Money by ABBA and Hey Little 12 Toes from the Schoolhouse Rock series of songs and videos are very similar and directly correlate within my brain. There's just a fun fact. But yeah, now I will play for you ABBA, not Hey Little 12 Toes from Schoolhouse Rock. Maybe we'll do a Schoolhouse Rock episode because that music slaps and I love that music and it's educational, which is super fun. But here is Money, Money, Money by, again, ABBA.
Money, money, money must be fun.
Fernando. That, of course, was Fernando. Huh. Who would have guessed? Another amazing ABBA song. And that, before we continue with more music, here's a little bit of ABBA trivia. I told my grandma this when she was telling me about her newfound appreciation for ABBA. She was like, yeah, they're so cool. And I was like, oh yeah? Well, did you know this? And I want to see if you know it too. Did you know that the name ABBA comes from the first letter of each of the members' names organized into a palindrome? Because the men are Bjorn and Benny, and the women are Agnetha and Annie Frid? I don't know Swedish names. And so, mixing them up, put Agnetha in the front, get a little Bjorn and Benny action, stick Anna Frid in the back, you got ABBA, ABBA. And apparently ABBA was also a established brand in Sweden, and especially when they went on Eurovision, they ended up getting approval from from this brand. And also, I'd like to correct myself where before I said earlier that they didn't win Eurovision. I'm a big dum-dum. They were actually the first winners of Eurovision. So I'm a big dum-dum. And I'm going to say it one more time. I'm a big dum-dum. It was in 2005 that they won with Waterloo, which we will get to. Don't worry. The song is coming. And that was a big deal because they were Sweden's first ever winners of Eurovision, which is super cool. So they did win, and they represented Sweden with honor, which is super good. Good for them. Great job, ABBA. We're all so proud of you. I got a few more songs for you all. And then maybe we'll talk more about ABBA. ABBA's kind of cool. ABBA's kind of fun. ABBA's kind of fresh. But next up for you guys, I have a wonderful song. And can you guess who it's by? That's right. If you said ABBA, you are correct. No way. Congratulations. Good job. Great job. Here is Voulez-vous by ABBA.
Hanging in the air.
That, of course, was Gimme a Man After Midnight. Again, by ABBA. It's all by ABBA. Everything is by ABBA. There is no escaping ABBA. No, for real, though. Before we come to the end of the show, I got one more song for you. Before we get to that, and I feel like you already know what it is, but before we get to that, I thought we could go through some more fun history of ABBA. Did you know that ABBA attempted to be the Swedish entry into Eurovision two times before they were accepted with Waterloo? And they actually realized that in order to succeed, they would sing in English instead of their native tongue, which allowed them to tour more and for more people to be exposed and feel more connected to their song, which gave them a better chance and ended up giving them the win. Pretty cool. But as we will talk about now, Waterloo was actually recorded in 5 different languages, and I know some of them, but I don't know all of them. I know obviously English and Swedish, and I think French is one of them. Oh, it's 4 languages. Excuse me. It's Swedish, English, German, and French. And they were all released as separate singles in the territories in which those languages are the primary or secondary tongue. And yeah, Waterloo blew up. It was their first major hit and their first number one single in 9 Western and North European countries, according to Wikipedia, including the major markets of the UK and West Germany, and even in South Africa, which is super cool. So that their success was very well deserved. Also, fun fact, once they won Eurovision, they actually spent an evening in the Napoleon Suite at the Grand Brighton Hotel, which is pretty funny if your first single is called Waterloo. Because, you know, Napoleon. What else in this Wikipedia is cool? I don't know. They got married. They toured around a lot. They had a bunch of albums about themselves. And I think the most recent thing is what happened a couple years ago or last year. I don't know if it's in this article, but I vaguely remember hearing about it. Didn't they do a show that was fully, like, automated, where it was a video of them performing, but they weren't actually there? ABBA virtual concert. Okay, let's see. The Voyage, the ABBA Voyage. It's a custom-built arena. Oh, it's a place. So you go there, and it's like a full setup. People ask, is the ABBA hologram concert? That's what it is, holograms. I don't know. They say they recommend it, but this is probably sponsored. So I have a feeling that it's not. But that's like now the only way you can see ABBA is through this holographic system, because obviously they're not performing anymore. So, bummer. But alternatively, you can listen to them sing on the radio in their original recordings. Like this final recording, the song that boosted them into stardom. Oh yeah, my. Here is Waterloo.
Oh,
So there it is. There's Waterloo. What a great song, and what a great kickoff to ABBA's illustrious career. I hope you enjoyed that ABBA-themed episode. I hope you enjoyed the music and all of it. Real quick, before we wrap up, I think next week I want to do a comedy songs show. Because I know we did meme rap a couple weeks ago, or last month. But I didn't really preface it before I played it. Because comedians, especially modern day comedians, find humor in the vulgar. So here's a heads up just before next week that a lot of the music will have bad words in it, but it's okay because it's still funny. It's gonna be mostly like comedy music, not necessarily like Weird Al comedy music, more like modern comedy music. So a lot of Vine stars and YouTubers type music that's meant satirically in satire. But yeah, that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog